was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung.
Huh? Did someone say hung?
Really, Corbin?
What you doing? Talking to yourself?
No. Trying to read a Christmas story to the audience.
The hell is a Christmas?
I guess it's kind of like the Festival of Lights here, but these guys only celebrate the holiday one day a year.
Wait, isn't the mascot for that holiday like a fat human in a red suit?
St. Nicholas? Yeah.
Isn't that the old dude who performed necromancy on three kids? I think they were pickled in a barrel by an innkeeper or something.
Wait, huh?
No, wait. I think it was like a magical old dude who went around beating kids who misbehaved that year half to death with a cane. Bull actually sounds kind of badass.
Are you sure? I always thought it was like a depiction of a jolly old man from the Victorian focus on family life and children.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, that's so boring.
Anyways, let me finish my story here. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Unless you're living in an apartment. Then the assholes in 2C are fucking like rabbits against the wall.
The stockings were hung.
Yeah, they are.
The stockings were hung.
Oh, yeah.
By the chimney with care! In hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
Sugar plums dancing in their head? What does that even mean?
What?
What kind of drugs were these kids on anyways? And why aren't they sharing?
Oh my god, that's how the story goes! And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a
long line of crack!
Alright, you know what? Since you want to tell the story so badly, knock yourself out, Corbin!
Let's see here. Flew like a flash? What to my wondering eyes? His coursers, they came, came. Yada yada. Seriously, who in the hell even talks like this anymore? Well, I think it's time to say screw this shit, and we tell this story in my way. Hit my music!
To the window, to the wall,
sweet, sweet.
Till the sweat drops down my balls.
My balls.
Whoa, whoa! Okay, maybe not that one. Was the night before Christmas, and God, it was neat. The kids were both gone, and my wife was in heat. The doors were all bolted, and the phone off the hook. It was time for some nookie by hook or by crook. Mama in her teddy, and I in the nude. Had just hit the bedroom and reached for the lube. When out on the lawn, there arose such a cry that I lost my boner, and poor Mama went dry. Up to the window, I sprang like an elf, tore back the shade while she played with herself. The moon on the crest of the snowman we'd built showed a broom up his ass clean up to the hilt, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a rusty old sleigh and eight mangy reindeer. With a fat little driver, half out of his sled, a sock in his ear, and a bra on his head. Sure as I'm speaking, he was as high as a kite. And he yelled to his team, but it didn't sound right. Whoa, shithead, whoa, asshole, whoa, stupid, whoa, putz, either slow down this rig or I'll cut off your nuts. Look out for the lamppost and don't hit the tree. Quit shaking the sleigh, 'cause I gotta go pee. They cleared the old lamppost, the tree got a rub, just as Santa leaned out and threw up on my shrub. And then from the roof we heard such a clatter. As each little reindeer now emptied his bladder, I was donning my jacket to cover my ass. When down the chimney, Santa came with a crash. His suit was all smelly with perfume galore. He looked like a bum and he smelled like a whore. That was some brothel, he said with a smile. The reindeer are pooped and I'll just stay here a while. He walked to the kitchen, himself poured a drink, then whipped out his pecker and pissed in the sink. I started to laugh. My wife smiled with glee. The old boy was hung nearly down to his knee. Back in the den, Santa reached in his sack, but his toys were all gone and some new things were packed. The first thing he found was a pair of false tits. The next was a handgun with a penis that spits. A box filled with condoms was Santa's next find, and a 6 pair of panties, the edible kind. A bra without nipples, a penis extension, and several other things that I shouldn't even mention. A cock ring, a G-string, and all types of oil. A dildo so long it lay in a coil. This stuff ain't for kids, Mrs. Santa will shit. So I'll leave him here, and then I'll just split. He filled every stocking and then took his leave with one tiny butt plug tucked under his sleeve. He sprang to his sleigh, but his feet were like lead. Thus he fell on his ass and broke wind instead. He rose up the chimney with a thunderous fart. The son of a bitch tore the chimney apart. He swore and he cursed as he flew out of sight. Piss on you all and have a hell of a night.